up to Perek Tezayin of the Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Okay, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So here over here it says, we're continuing with the theme of all of the chasadim that Hashem did to the Klal Yisrael, and how we have betrayed Hashem. The Pasuk over here says, Vatishchati es banai, Vatitnim bahavir osam lohem. You have Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ach. Right, it's good for this week's parasha. Ach eshav soisai tishmoru 21. The pasuk says over here that Hashem is complaining to Klal Yisrael that you have taken all of the gifts, all of the things that I've given you, and you have used it to serve idols. And most notably, what we learned yesterday is the man. Hashem provided you with the man, and you took the man. This is an incredible chazal. And on that very day, they took the man and they offered the man as an offering to the Egel Hazav. This week's parasha. And yet the pasuk says that the next day, the very next day, Hashem says, Vayehi, the next day Hashem continued to still give Klal Yisrael man on the following day. The next day we learn...
Had Moshe obtained Mechila for Klal Yisrael by the next day?
No, definitely not.
Had he judged the offenders by that day?
I don't know. I don't know how fast he judged the offenders, but he did not get mechila. It took 80 days to get mechila. He went up for another. No, it took another 80 days. He went to Shemayim another 40 days. And Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecho was 40 days even after that. So it was really a total of 80 days until we got kapara slicha for the egel. And yet, during all of this time, the man continued to fall, even though we use the man as we abuse the man by offering it as a gift to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, the next thing that we really this is really part of two psukim. Pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph describes that the children, Hashem gave Klal Yisrael a gift of children. A child is a gift, and the children that were offered as a gift were offered as sacrifices for Avodah Zarah, human sacrifices. Now obviously this is not referring to the time of the Egel, unless you want to say that it's referring to Hur. Okay, Hur was the child of Miriam, and he was killed by Klal Yisrael when he objected to the making of the Egel. So maybe you want to read that here if you want to say that these psukim also refer specifically to what happened at the Egel. But that's not the simple understanding. Over here we're dealing with the time of the Bayis Rishon, when the people took their children and they offered them as sacrifices to the Avodah Zarah called Moilich, as we learned yesterday, and they would pass them through the fire. And here it says, Vatishchati esponai, you slaughtered my children, Vatitnim, and you gave them as a gift to an Avodah Zarah, Bahavir or Sam Lohem, when you would pass them through the fire to offer them as a sacrifice to the idols. Let's see the Mepharshim, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the Mitzvot Ostavid. The Pasuk, Mitzvot Ostavid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Tit Nim, Nosata Oysam Lohem, Bam Bimash, Hoyisam, Mailich Oysam Lohem Lemachol, Ritzon Loimar. This means to say, Loimar, Bonai Hamyuchadim Li Lilmoid Bivesa Sefer, we did part of this yesterday. Osam Shochatit Lavodas Chicham. This we learned this yesterday in the previous Rashi. The previous Rashi is that parents had let's say you had five children, four would be dedicated for Avodah Zarah, and one would be dedicated to serve Hashem. And then when the day came when the priest demanded that you give over one of your children as a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah called Moilich, the people would give the child that they designated to serve Hashem in the Beis Medrash to a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah. So let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Aleph is none because we really already explained this yesterday, and there's no Radak either because this was explained really yesterday. Pasuk Chaf Beis, the ace called to have a saich v'saz musayich loy zochart, and all of your abominations v'saz musayich loy zochart es he. This is Nusayich, period. Lo zachart es yimei nu'uroich v'yoseich erom v'erya mispaiseses b'domei chayis. Pasuk says, long Pasuk, which means that during that you continued to do terrible averos. Specifically, it's pasuk habeis. You continue to do abominations and to commit adultery or to commit gilui arayos or.
I went away for a day and they're still doing it.
And during all of this time, you failed to remember the kindness that Hashem did with you, that He took care of you during your early years when you were a naked, abandoned girl. You were naked. When you were wallowing in your blood, the blood of your birth, and when you filthy in that blood, you failed to remember the chasadim that Hashem did on your behalf. In other words, you are kofui toif. Hashem has provided for all of your needs from the very, very beginning. And look how you have abandoned, betrayed Hashem by not serving Him as you should. Let's see Mitzudos Davi Pasuk Abeis. The Ace call in Kol Hatoeros Behaznus Sheosis, with all of the abominations and the acts of Arayos that you have done, you fail to remember the kindness that I have done with you. When you were naked without clothing, when you were rolling around on the ground, filthy in the blood of your birth, Shayatza imach be'ez haleda, Ritzon Elohimar, lo zachart ha'toiva she'asisi imach, you did not remember the goodness that I have done to you, be'hoitzieich mi'mitzrayim mi'avoidas perach, how I took you out of slavery. So while you were busy sinning with all of these abominations, you failed to remember the kindness that Hashem has done to you by taking you out of Mitzrayim. Rashi, es yimeinu aroyich, exactly the same thing that it said in the Mitzudos David. Now let's see what it says in the Radak. Radak says, "V'is kol tovah sayich, v'im kol tovah sayich, v'saznu sayich, she'asis lehachiseini." During the time when you committed abominations and acts of arayos, lo zochart es yimei nuroich, kama chasodim osisi imach b'hiyoseich erom ve'erya. You did not remember the kindness I've done for you when you were vulnerable, when you were naked. Kimeforosh lamala, as we explained above, loy zacharti, kosov biyud, roitzel loymar, ani loy zacharti loch bimei nuurayich, mashaat asid lachato, v'richamti alayich bimei nuurayich. Period. V'akri zochart mivaorhu, but the simple translation is self-understood. In other words, what the Radak is telling us a very deep idea, in the Kri v'chsif. The reason why it's spelled with a yud, zocharti, is because Hashem is saying, this was also an act of my kindness. Even though I knew Hashem sees the future, and Hashem at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim knows what Klal Yisrael, the averos that they will do in the future, because by Hashem, time is all the same. Hoya hove v'yeh. Yet Hashem does not punish based upon our future, as it says in the pasuk Ba'asher hu sham. Vayar es. What's the pasuk say? Vayar Elokim es. By Yishmael, Hashem saw Yishmael. Even though Hashem knew that Yishmael would one day do terrible things, his descendants, but Hashem only judges a person based upon the situation at the present. Ba'asher hu sham. I know you'll ask, what about the situation of the Ben Sora Moreh? That is an exception. And the truth is, there it's already happened. There, the child already has done things which have already, there are many answers to that question. That simply is an exception to the rule. Or the Ben Sora Umore is only Chayiv Mitzvah if he has already done averos. He has stolen money from his parents and he has purchased meat and wine, so it's already Ba L'Olam. but something which has not come into the world at all, period. There are no signs. And the only way we know it's going to happen is because Hashem is able to see the future. Hashem does not hold a person accountable. That is an act of kindness from Hashem. And that's exactly what it says over here, according to the way the pasuk is spelled. Lo zocharti. Hashem is saying, I did not remember, I did not think about what the sins that you will do in your future, as he may knew, as he may knew, at the time when you were young, I did not think about the abominations and the saz nusach that you will ultimately do. That here is counted as a very great act of kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet we betrayed Hashem. What?
The other way also, if you sin it, if you're
sinning
now, does Hashem tolerate and allow it to be might do tshuva in the future?
When a person is sinning, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu think about the fact that in the future you will do tshuva, so Hashem has rachmanis upon you now? It doesn't really say that in Chazal. I'm not aware of that. The person has an obligation to do tshuva. Hashem allows a person to do tshuva. That's this week's parasha. We have the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Harachamim. So a person always has an opportunity to do tshuva, but you don't find this idea that when a person does an avera, Hashem says, oh, I'll look into the future, since good things are going to come from him in the future, so therefore I'll let this avera go by. I'm not aware. You have to do tshuva. The act of kindness is that even when the person, things are good, and Hashem knows that in the future this person will do the worst averos, Hashem does not take that into consideration. Hashem still continues to give the person goodness and chesed. Yeah, Rabbi Michal, you want to say something?
We go according to the Ksiv.
Yeah.
And what is upon?
Yeah. If we go according to the Ksiv, what?
The Ksiv,
yeah.
Then does it mean that Klal Yisrael forgot?
No, it means Hashem. That's exactly
so
what.
That's the hard T. But that's the Kri.
No, right. So there are two different interpretations according to the Ksiv. According to the Kri, no, then it means that while we were busy, we were engaged in doing averos, while we were engaged in toyevos and zinus, we did not pause a moment to think. We did not pause a moment to think, how can we do this? Hashem has been so good to us, and Hashem does not want us to do these averos. How can we do this? How can we betray Hashem? That's where Hashem over here is complaining, according to the Peshuta Shulmaker, when we read the pasuk Zochart, when we omit the Yud, and we failed to remember at the time when we did Averos. Okay, now let's go to the next. Now next words of the Radak. The Radak continues. Misbeseses bidomei chayis. We did not remember that all of the good things Hashem did for us when we were vulnerable. And the way the pasuk describes our vulnerability is by reminding us of the days when we were wallowing in our birth blood. Ulamala omar bidomayich. So he's asking a question. Loshen rabim. The question is, why before, in the previous psukim, when we mention this fact, is the word blood written b'lashon yachid, and here it's written b'lashon rabim. V'ho inyan echad, the Radak doesn't really give an answer, he just says it's all the same. V'chei nisku d'mei haleda b'lashon rabim, because sometimes d'mei leda is mentioned b'lashon rabim, teshe b'dmei tahara, like a woman who gives birth, it says b'dmei, she has 33 days or 66 days of Dimei Tahara, and there it's B'loshen Rabim. Uch or Oysam B'loshen Rabim, B'nei Sheyesh Mekamos Chalukim B'isho Sheyotzei Me'adah Mehem, V'heim HaCheder, V'Holi of Yapro. So this is Sugya in the Gemara, Musach Nida. There are three different parts of the woman's reproductive organ, that area, the Cheder, Aliyah, and the Prozdar. Gam yesh mar'ei dam shaynim zemizeh. There are many different colors. Marois. The karoisam al derech klal dam lashon yochid. The collective noun. But sometimes it's called dmei b'lashon rabin, because the blood can come from different locations and it can have different colors. Eroim nichta biyud haneshech. The yud here is padded yud after a tserei, which is not so uncommon. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk of yud. Vayiachay kol rasech oy oy loch nu'um Hashem elokim. So here we have a new expression. It's after all of your sins, your evil, woe to you. What does this mean? Let's see the Mitzudos, Pasuk of Gimel. The Mitzudos, Vayihi Ritzon Loimar, Umo Imkein Yihi Ya'achar Kol Ro'aseich, Mahu HaGemol Shetekabel. What have you accomplished? So Vayihi means, Vayihi over here means, look at yourself, make a calculation. You have spent your entire life, your entire career, your entire, all of your free time, doing averos. And what do you have to show for it? Mo imkein yihye achar kol ra'aseich. Uma hagmul shetekabel. What's the punishment that you will receive for your sins? The answer is, hinei oy oy yihye lach. Rabas pamim lufi marbas hara'ah. The repetition is emphasizing that woe to you, multiple times, you will suffer greatly. Rashi Chav Gimel says, "Oy oy loch vay lich al dechaft vay lich al dela saft." So here the Rashi has more of a drush. It sounds more like a grah. The first oy is woe to you for your sins. In other words, the punishment. And the second vay is you did not do teshuva. Woe to you for failing to do teshuva. There was a lost opportunity just because you did an avera. That was not the very end. There still was an opportunity to do tshuva, but you lost out on that opportunity as well. We all know there's a var from the Gra. The Gra says, what is the expression, din v'cheshbain? A person, la'asa lavo, is hafko, is going to have to give in Shemayim a din v'cheshbain. Why don't we just say, he'll have to give a din, he'll be subject to judgment. The Gra says, there's two parts to judgment. Number one, your person is punished for what he has done. Number two, the cheshbon is, look what you could have done during that time. How long did it take you to do the avera? 5 minutes.
For the actual and for the potential.
5 minutes. So you're going to be punished for the avera that you did in those 5 minutes. You're also going to be punished because in those 5 minutes you could have done a mitzvah. You could have spent those 5 minutes doing something good, and you failed. You failed miserably. So you're going to be doubly punished, or sometimes the greatest punishment, this is very common, the greatest punishment is when you are shown what you could have had. Okay, that itself is, there's a lot of Mamori Chazal about this, is that when Hashem punishes a person, sometimes he just hits him, he hits him hard, but a much worse punishment is to show him, look what you could have had. This could have been yours. This could have made you so happy. And because you're a choyte, you're not getting it. It's like you're teasing the person. Ignorance is bliss. Is that the correct expression? Or bliss is ignorance? Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
If you test the Dostoevsky, you say nobody's ignorant enough.
What?
To be blissful?
Dostoevsky's philosophy was ignorance would be wonderful, but nobody's ignorant enough, so everybody's unhappy.
No one is. Yeah, it's a majority. But it's one thing. If you don't know, you don't know. Listen. So what I lose out on? But when you're shown what you have lost out on, here, look at this. Look at this incredible blessing. And it's not for you. It's for someone else. That's really painful. That pain is even greater than if Hashem would take the person and whip him. You're getting whipped, so you're being physically punished. The punishment will come to an end. The pain comes to an end. But what you've lost out on, that pain of what you could have had and has been denied from you, or what you really denied yourself, that pain will never go away. That loss, yeah? Yeah. Hashem is right. You have a taste of what you could have had, and then you take it away. We mentioned this when we learned Parashas Bo Arbe. Parashas Bo Borod, or the Parashas Shmos So the Barad came down to Egypt in the form of rain. Vayamter Elohim Barad min hashamayim. Rashi says that the Midrashim is that the Barad was accompanied by rain. It never rains in Egypt. Never. And that's why they have to irrigate the fields. They have to draw the water from the Nile. To draw the water from the Nile is crushing labor. It's slave labor to work the field to draw. In Eretz Yisrael, it overflows, but no, it overflows when you have to prepare the land, you have to prepare the irrigation canals. It just because the Nile overflows, it's just going to overflow to the banks. You got to go and prepare. You have to have a channel. You have to have a network of irrigation canals so that when it overflows, it will go down the channels to reach your field. If you don't engage in this crushing labor of working your field to prepare for the overflowing of the Nile, then you'll have nothing. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no crushing slave labor of irrigation because it's a land that Hashem provides rain. And when everything is fine and good, there is going to be rain. So, and that's what the pasuk of Parashas Ekev, that is the difference that between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, it's a land that you have to irrigate the land. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a land where there's rain. What's the trade-off? The trade-off is, in Mitzrayim, you don't need God. God doesn't exist. I can take care of my own destiny. I will work hard, I will succeed. I just have to work hard and dig the irrigation canals and everything is going to be fine. In Eretz Yisrael, doesn't matter how hard you work. It all depends on Hashem bestowing His goodness upon you through providing rain. What do you need for it to rain? You have to daven. The aid yalem in Eretz, it's not going to end until you are mispalo. So your destiny is dependent upon your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Mitzrayim, what happened? It rained. When the Egyptians got a taste of what it means to rain, rain comes out of Shemayim, and we don't have to go into the fields and kill ourselves to dig canals, they went crazy. Wow, look at this. Look at this bracha. And when they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you read the Pesukim, they said to Moshe, just tell Hashem that the Borod should stop, but not the rain. The rain, let it keep on raining. Let there be some new change in climate, some change in the environment where it can rain in Egypt. We love this. Hashem said, no, it's not going to rain. So what was the torture? It wasn't just that the Borod destroyed their fields. Borod is called, I'm sending a punishment that's Kneged Kol Magefa Yisecha, which Rashi says, Mikansh Borod is Shokol Kneged Kol Hamagos. Okay, that's a topic of discussion. First of all, there's a question of what's the correct girsa. Does it really mean Borod? Maybe it really means Makas Bechoyres. But if you learn that it means Borod, why is Borod Kneged Kol Hamakos? And the Farshim answered, because Borod was unique. It wasn't just a punishment. Borod included a bracha, the ultimate bracha of Geshem, where people were shown what they could have had they served Hashem, and what now they're going to be denied. That is the ultimate tsar. And we can read that into the pasuk of Derech Drush over here when it says Vayehi. What did you accomplish? What does Vayehi? Vayehi means Vayehi. After all is said and done, what do you have to show for yourself? Achri kol ra'aseich, oi, oi, loch. Woe, woe to you. What's the repetition? Mitsudos, nothing significant, just emphasis. Rashi, quoting the Targum, oi, woe to you, what the sins that you have done, and woe to you because you failed to do teshuvah. I want to say a drush. Oi, oi means woe to you for the punishment you're going to get, and oi to you for the bracha that you denied yourself, that you could have had you did Hashem's ratzon, like we just finished explaining for 10 minutes, the din b'cheshbon from the gra, and the idea of borod in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now let's see what it is in the Radak.
The opposite is true for mitzvah. For mitzvah, you get a double spending.
Maybe this din v'chesh. Maybe that's what it means. Also, according to the Gemara, this din v'chesh. Number one, you get din. You get reward. And chesh means the fact that you did not do an avera during that period of time is also a reward. I mean, a person. There's also such a thing like that. A person holds back. Shev al tase. A person has a yetzahara and doesn't do an avera. The reward is infinite. So how much more so if during that time you don't just sit back and twiddle your thumbs? You do a mitzvah. So you're doing a mitzvah that's the greatest antidote not to do the avera at that time. So luchar yeh, luchar it shouldn't be a difference. Okay, let's see.
Isn't there a Mishnah in the Mishnah that tells you that the reward for the avera is what, 2 or 3 days, 4 days?
Pasuk says. The pasuk says the paiket avos al banim v'al bnei banim v'al shleishim v'al ribayim.
And then the mitzvah,
goes la lofen. The mitzvah goes the elef dar. So we reward. Of course, that's another rule of how many generations a person receives reward. Let's see who is over here in the red doctor. That comes from Gimel. Says vayach vayhi kol rosech vayhi kain. It was so. K'mo shohaisa mitchila erum ve'area. Kain hoya achash asis kol harosh asis. Nishart be'erom uvechoyser kol, you remain naked. The Radak is learning a new, different interpretation for the word vayihi. Vayihi means there's going to be consistency. When you started out, when your existence began, you were eroim ve'eria. There was potential. There was great potential for you to be covered, to be married to Hashem, to be bedecked with all this beautiful clothing. But due to your sins, vayihi, nothing has changed. It's all the same. The same way when you started in the beginning of your history, you were Aaron the area. Now, once again, you will be Aaron the area. So it's different than what it said in the Mitsudos of Mitsudos is vayihi. Nu, what do you have to show for yourself? What have you accomplished? Nothing. It's not the Radak. The Radak is saying, Vayihi, you know what's going to be now, what was before. Everything is the same, there is no change. Oy, oy, lach. Chama apamim, yesh olech olaich loymar oy, shef sadit kama toivos bif shi oseich. So here he goes on to say that you've lost bracha. You've lost so many brachos in your negligence. So what have you accomplished to all of your sins? The Navi says to the Jewish people, "Vay lich al dechaft, vay lich al dela saft." Woe to you for the punishment that you're going to receive, and woe to you for the punishment or for the suffering that you're going to receive because you failed to take advantage of the situation to do teshuvah. Pasuk.
Your edition has a lot more.
Oh yeah?
We don't have that yet.
Okay. Okay, we gotta get. I think I.
The word
okay.
Itself is
an
indicator.
Yeah.
Of trouble ahead.
Trouble ahead. Vayhi bimei achashverosh.
That's vayhi bimei. That's really.
Chazal says, anytime it says Vayihi, it's Loshon Tsar. V'hoya Loshon Simcha. So here you can add that to your collection. Here it's clearly Tsar. After all of the sins that we've committed, how we betrayed Hashem, it's certainly a very great Tsar, Vayihi. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vativni Loch Gof. You've built, now this is a very fascinating insight, psychological insight. You've built for yourself your own prison. What is gav? Gav literally means a back.
Yeah.
The Mitsudos Tziyayin translates the word gav to mean mokoim gova, a high place. Okay, you built yourself a high place. Others translate it a little bit differently, but basically, vativ lach gav, atasi lach rama, b'chol rachav, and you've made for yourself rama something very high. You've made for yourself like an altar, b'chol rachav, in every street. Let's see the Mitsudos. I read from the wrong parish. Sorry, what does it mean? Rav, Gav, Loshen Goyar, Loshen Goyar. Let's see the Mitsudos David, Pasuk of Dalet. Vativni, kihine bonis loch makim gavoa, liois nire luchol hazainim lovo shama. So he's learning something very similar. I told you a little bit of a drush, but something very similar. He was saying that you've made the altars where you're going to worship idols in every exposed place. It shouldn't be hard to find. It should be very easy for people to reach
the altars so they can offer sacrifices to the idols. Rama, binyan ram asitz b'chol rechayv liyos shmokam muchan liznus b'chol mokam, to be prepared to do aveir wherever you possibly can. Rashi.
What does that mean? Tall building?
Yeah, you're right. Tall buildings.
You mean like a spire or top of a hill?
On high places, it should be easy to see when you're traveling on the road. Like you go and drive, you can see the Verrazano Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, miles away, even 10 miles away, you can see, right? And you still have to, from something which is very, very tall and high, you can see from a very, very great distance. People want, this was done by this. So people should know how to get there, to reach that destination. Pasuk, let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Avdal, Vativni Loch Gov, Goiva, Ke'ein Bimois, Umizbeach, it means you build for yourself a platform on Mizbeach, Vativni Loshin Binyan, it's construction. Let's see, Radak, Pasuk Avdal, Vativni, Hapasuk Kofel Binyan, Binyan, Bimila Shonas, Ki Gov, Kamo Roma, Vagav, Harama, Oma Al Hamizbeches. Now, I saw Drush, I don't know where I saw this, but it means that sometimes a person does averos, so many averos, who does things so many times, you're building for yourself your own prison. You can't get out of it. Once you become caught up in your way of life, you're stuck. So just change. I've done this avera 100 times. So you go to the rabbi, you go to the psychologist, you go to your doctor. So they say, just stop it. You're an addict. You become an addict. So just stop it. Just stop doing it. Stop drinking. Stop smoking. Stop doing it. So I can't. What do you mean you can't? Just don't go to the store and buy the cigarettes. Don't go to the store and buy alcohol. You don't understand. It's part of me. This is how I'm programmed. You've built for yourself a gov. Gov means a high wall, where I can't escape. You build for yourself your own prison. By doing Averos so many times, you can't escape, which is very, very tragic. That's the drush. Now, there is here a very interesting, let's do one more pasuk. It's a very interesting medrash. Pasuk of Hey, El, Pasuk of Hey, El Kol Rosh, Derech, Bonis, this repetition, this. I just did it right back. Vativni, Ha Pasuk Kafel, Be'inyan, 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 Ki Gov, Kumo, Roma. This refers to the altars, the various altars that were built to worship idols. Okay, let's see Pasuk Chaf Hey. Pasuk Chaf Hey is continuing in the same exact theme. El Kol Rosh Derech Bonis Ramasich, on the crossroads. The Rosh Derech, on the beginning of the roads, or the highest place of the roads, you built Ramasich, your high Mizbechos. Vatisavi Es Yofeich. You have made ugly. Ta'ev, the word, the shorish of the word of Vatis Sa'avi means Ta'ev. Ta'ev means an abomination. Es Yofyech, your beauty. You have made your beauty into an abomination. Vatis Fasiki Es Raglaich, you opened up wide your legs. L'chol Oiver, to any man that passes on the road. In other words, you made yourself available for arayos to anyone that wants to do this avera. Vatirbi estaz nusoich, and you increase your act of arayos, of doing averos with men.
Tirbi locked up, you were on your back. And Tasi Lachrama, you did a lot of it.
Who learns like this? You learn like this? No, that's the previous part. That was the previous. Gov was the previous pasuk. Gov means.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. Gov, be gov.
Back.
You're on your back.
Yeah, but what's about tivni?
You're doing Rama. You're doing the.
Averos. All right, whatever it is.
You're doing Rama. You're doing it very blatantly.
You're a very creative mind.
I would call it creative.
Okay, let's see what it says here in Pasuk Chaf Hey. Pasuk Chaf Hey in the Mitzvah Dos David says, Vatis Avi Es Yofech Pisroinoi. What does this mean? It means, Chilalt Kidusho Seich. You have profaned your holiness. Ki Isha Hazoy Shehi Toivas Chein Vifas Toyar. Like a beautiful woman Umechalelas es yofya, and she profanes her beauty. Merov taznuseha, she takes the beauty and she uses it as a tool to do an avera, and that what? Oh, I'm sorry, the Marie Karasi. I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. Good. I'm very happy someone's paying attention. I'm thrilled that someone is actually following along with me. Believe me. So Yomtev. Eskol Pasuk Chafein Mitzudos David. Eskol Al Eskol Rosh Derech. Okay, that's the right pasuk. Eskol Rosh Derech. Bechol Rosh Derech Mehadrachim Bonis Binyan Ram Venisa Liznus. On all of the crossroads or the beginning of the roads, you've built for yourself altars for the purpose of znus, l'man giyya nimsa l'chol eger roshav, so it should be easily available. People should be able to spot the location, big signs, rest area. People should come there and they should come and be with you. V'atisavi at hayis mita'ef u'mimo'es yofiech l'haros l'chol mishayirtze. You detest it. You made ugly your beauty by using it as a tool to show to all those who want. So the Mitzudos here is saying something very, very deep. Beauty is something that you hide. Okay, kol kivuda basmelech pinima. If you expose it, that goes to show that it's not chashuv. Something that is ugly is exposed to everyone. Something that is beautiful is hidden. The fact that you, the Zoyna, have exposed yourself to the whole world goes to show that you don't, that it's not in your eyes beautiful. In your eyes, your features, your qualities are ugly. Because if it was really beautiful, it would be tsanua, it would be concealed. Vati Faski, you opened up, you spread. The word vatafaski means to spread, to spread, or to open wide. Here, chaft raglayich zemizel l'chol oiver liyos muchon lo l'znus. This is a graphic expression to describe an act of arayos. Umeoid here based biznus, written in lemar asisa mizbechois lavodis l'chol. This is everything over here when it comes to this little metaphor for worshiping idols. B'chol mokam ubepir simraf v'ato be'atzmecha. You have made ugly your success, because through your deeds it's going to be taken away from you, because due to your sins the beauty that you possess will now be taken away from you because of the sin of worshipping every type of avodah zarah. Rashi Pasichov, hey, Chavhei says vatifaski es raglayich lefi shedima iso lezoyna diber b'loshem tashmish. We use the graphic term of marital relations. Sheyesh b'loshem pisuk raglayim, opening of the legs. Period. Okay. Let's see. Radak pasik chavhei es kol roish derech el b'makayim beis. Okay. El is bi roish. It should really have said bichol roish. We could have replaced the word el with the beis. Kemo ve'el haron titein esuaydus. Kemo u vo'aroin. Amar b'parashas drachim. What does this mean? This refers to the crossroads. The rosh is the crossroads. B'nisa ramasech k'dei shiyah golu v'nim saluchol oiver. Period. V'atisavi es yafiech. You made ugly your beauty. Yafiech v'hadarech shohay loch v'shayotza lo shem b'goyim b'yafiech. I made you beautiful among the nations. What did you do? At the after I saw you made it disgusting. The loyrot sis bo, you did not, you rejected your beauty. Due to your evil deeds. The yoinasam tirgame va'achilt yas kud shich. You have profaned your holiness. The yoifi here is a code word for kiddusha. And by doing averos, the kedusha has been profaned. The evshel l'farish v'atisavi poal yotze lashlishi klamar sheyisavu oso acherim meroiv shefkart atzmeich lachol. He has a new interpretation. It does not mean to detest. When it says v'atisavi, until now we have been consistently translating it to mean to make ugly, a to'eva. But the Radak is suggesting that maybe it means lashon of a desire, to'ev. An evyain, what is it? A chilik between an ani and an evyain? An ani is poor. An evyain is to'ev lakol. He yearns even for the basics. An Ani at least has a home. He has the basics. In Evyon is Toiv. He yearns for the basics. So here it means as well, Vatisavi es yafiech. You caused others, Lashon Hifl, you've caused others to desire your beauty by exposing yourself in the street, so people should come over to you and do an Aveiro together with you.
So Evyon is like the last half.
Right, that's, I just borrowed from that Chazal. That Chazal, you see that word. The word "toy" means you to yearn, to desire, have a taiva. Oh, the Evyon, the word Evyon itself. In Echanam. Okay, very right. Right, Evyon itself is the word "toy" in part of the word "toy" in the word itself. Correct. So here also, it's a different translation of the word over here, is that you cause other people to desire you when you expose yourself to others. You entice other people to come near you. Okay, let's see what it says. Next words of the Radak. The Radak says, what does it mean? Va'tifaski es raglayich luchalader pisuk haraglayim ku midirach ha'tashmish. Opening up the legs wide is an expression of tashmish. Lufi shehim shilo lezoyna amar kein. Ve'in hamalitzu hu shezimant atzmeich luchalader sheyavo olayich. You committed adultery, you committed arayis with any man that came upon you. Ve'inyan hamashul hu shefkart atzmech la'oived kol avalazara sheyisaper loch kol oiver alayich. You were very willing to worship any idol which came your way. Tiz nusayich, kosav lo yud, ukhi b'yud, kekuzhi v'chsiv, yud not a good, we'll leave it with that. Okay, before we go further, let me tell you a very interesting medrash, simple medrash, that tells us how Aveira Goyreres Aveira. One sin leads to another sin. A person gets more and more chutzpah. When you start out doing an Aveira, you would never imagine where you would end up. The Medrash says, in Eicharaba, it says, "Bitchila hayu oivdin oisai bimat monios." When Klal Yisrael, when they began to do averos, to worship idols, they worshipped them in the most hidden places possible. They went into a basement, or a place where no one in the world can possibly find, can see what they're doing. How do you know this? Hadoduksif. In the beginning, not that long ago, in Perek Ches, Hashem said to Yecheskel, do you see what people are doing? Look, in the secret places, in darkness, Ish Maskiso, in a room that is concealed, people are doing abominations. After people got confident and got used to doing the Averos, the Kevon Shalom Michu Biyodam, the Rabbanon did not protest when they found out the people were doing Averis in hiding. Chajulios Osim Achar Adeles, then they did it behind closed doors, but not in the basement. Okay, the Aver was done behind closed door. Behind closed doors, Shenemar, the Achar Hadeles, the Hamazuza, Sant Zichroinech, you put the remembrance of your idols. Okay, so we went from the basement to the first floor behind closed doors. The Kevon Shloim Mihu, beyond, since the Rabbanon did not protest, Chazulios Osin Al Hagagos. So they did it on the roof, on the balcony. They did it at home, private property. I'm not going to do it in Shul, we're not going to do the Aveira on the street, on the bus. We'll do it at home, but we don't have to protect ourselves. We'll do it on the roof, on the balcony. Shenemar, v'yes, it says in the pasuk, v'yes ha-mishtachavim al hagagois l'tzva ha-shamayim. Okay, fourth madrega. V'kevon shloimichu b'yodem chodzul liyos oisim b'ganois, in the gardens. Now they became more bold. They left the premises of the bayis, and they went out to the fields, to the gardens. Shenemar, zoivchim b'ganois. Five. The Kevon Shaloi Michub Yodon, Chosul Yos Oisin Biroshe Harim, Shenemar, it says in Oshel Roshe Harim Yizabehu, Vial Hagvaos Yikateru, they worship on the top of the mountains. Six, the Kevon Shaloi Michub Yodon, Chosul Yos Oisin Birochavos in the streets, Shenemar, and that's the pasuk we've just learned over here. Vativni loch gov, vatasti loch v'roma b'chol rochayif. Now we're finished yet. V'kevan shaloi michu b'yadam v'chazul yoyis oisim bo'ayoros into the cities. Shenemar ki misbar arecha hayu arecha Yehuda. V'kevan shaloi michu b'yadam v'chazul yoyis oisim b'chus in the street. Shenemar u'misbar chutzos yushlaim samtim mizbechoyis l'boishas mizbechoyis l'kat l'bol. So that's already, what is that? That's already 8. Ad imosai ad shech nisu lebeis kodshe hakodoshim, as we learn shenemar semel hakino hazeh babio. So I think over here there are 9 madregos. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, I can not count. 9. What's the 9?
In the basement.
Yeah.
You move into the house, then you move out and you build it into a building, then you go to the Catskill.
Oh.
You come and become a town.
Okay, okay. So yeah. Here, when it describes Aver, it's a very clever medrash. The medrash he cites draws from all over Tanakh, and it's relevant for us because here, one of the madrigals, what it says here in the past that we just mentioned, they did this on the streets and they built for themselves high places. 9 madrigals of how far an Aver starts. When a person starts doing an Aver, he says to himself, "It's only a teeny, teeny little Avera. I'm just going to do this once, and that's it." And from there, Avera, Goyrera, Savera, one thing leads to the next. And before you blink, you find yourself in a place that in a million years you never would imagine you would find yourself. How did this happen? How did you go from this site to that site? How did you go from one place to the other place? It's because once you give the Yetzara a Pesach, he got you. He got you, it'll make you do things that you never can possibly imagine. And here we have this medrash which goes through all the madrigals. They start out doing it in the basement, they went up to the first floor, then they went to the roof, then they went out into the garden, then they went out into the street, then they went out to all the different examples of going from one place to the next place until it comes to the ultimate, where they took the Avodah Zarah and they brought it into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. They brought the Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, and they would even will do the Avera right there. This is the danger of the Yetzer Hara from one Madrega to the next. And this pasuk is relevant because over here it's showing us over here one of the steps, one of the later steps, step number 6, is where they did it, Berosh Kol Derech, Bonisa Ramaseich, and this woman opens up her legs for her sinners. Pasuk Avav, Fatizni El Bnei Mitzrayim, Shechinayich, Gidlei Vosar, which have large flesh, which we'll see what this means, it's a graphic expression. Vatirbi estaz nuseich lehachiseni, you increase your zenus to anger me. Let us see the Mitzudos Tavit Pasichavav. Vatizni zonisa in b'nei Mitzrayim, hakrevim leartzech ki al kihema gidlei basar. Now, what does that mean? So, this is very graphic. It's it's an R-rated pasuk for Sefer Yecheskel. It said in Leimar, Gidlei Evrei HaMishkol. The Egyptians had Evarim, the Evar of Tashmish was large. And that increased the pleasure that the Zona has. Gidlei Evrei HaMishkol, Bechei Nemar Bohem, Asher Bissar Chan Mayurim Bissarar. So the Mitzudos here is telling us an amazing thing. This is the passage that we have. This is recorded very often, very, very often. Aser besar chamayrim besaram, which we always say, Am hadoymel lachamar. They're animals. Goyim have a status of animals. Cardinal O'Connor, when he was presented with the article, when they published the stone edition of the Chumash, every shul today has on the shelf the stone edition of the Chumash from Art School. So somehow when it was published, someone gave it to him. And the first thing he opened up to is the pasuk in the Akedah, Shvu lochem po im hachamar. And he read the commentary in the translation, Am hadoyne lachamar. And he said, look, they're still calling us donkeys. He criticized, okay? Even though Cardinal O'Connor, we know, was Jewish. Okay, he was discovered after his death that his mother was Jewish. But he opened up and he criticized Am Hadoyne Lachamar. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, right? It doesn't mean anything. It means Am Lachamar. Here in Yecheskel, the Mitzudos is giving us a whole new insight. It means Am Hadoyne Lachamar, referring specifically to the Aver of Tashmish. And the Aver of Tashmish of a Chamar based upon what it says here, is large. And the Egyptians specifically had Ivarim which were large, which was sought after by a Zona. And being that Klal Yisrael here is compared to the quintessential Zona, Achmana Litzlan, so the Pasuk is telling us they specifically wanted to be Mizaneh with the Egyptians who had this characteristic.
It's like part of Zimra Sus and Zimra Sus.
Zimra Sus is also a Sus. There is a Sus.
Kichein
Derfer, Kichein,
yeah. Yet we're told that only one woman, a Klal Yisrael, succumbed to an Egyptian.
During that's during the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're talking now here at the Zman of the Churban. Fast forward, we're now at the Zman of the Churban. We're not talking about what happened at that point in time. Kichein derech isha zayna misaveis lihiboel legidle basar. Ritzon Elaymar avadetem pisilei Mitzrayim. You worship the idols of Mitzrayim. Again, that's the nimshal over here is referring to the idols as we've seen many times. Lachi seini Ritzon Elaymar mar behayis biznus ad shei efshar shetia hakol lite avon ki makavon chayso lachi seini v'yomer kein alavodas hapisilim. So this is very frightening over here. Is that it comes a point in time where the avera is no longer being done lite avon. It comes a point in time where the avera is done just lahachis. And that's also a very dangerous type of slippery slope. Is that when a person, where do you draw the line? When you have a person, Rachmana Litzlan, that's a Machal Shabbos, or a person, Rachmana Litzlan, that doesn't eat kosher, or does averos. So we always like to judge him. It's our nature to be Dan Lekaf Suchus. Right? Isn't that our nature? Tinuk Shanishma. He's eating Litei Avon. He goes to McDonald's, Litei Avon. He goes, he works on Shabbos because he needs the Parnasa. But sometimes it happens, and even though it's taka true, that's how it starts out. But when a person becomes bitter, Rachmana Litzlan, he's not doing well, he's bitter, and he works on Shabbos, or he eats non-kosher food, and he's been encouraged by his neighbors, or by his relatives, whatever it is, that you know this is not the derech, the proper derech, and he becomes bitter. Once already he has been accustomed to doing the Avera Litei Avon, it's very, very easy for him that, I'm lahach, he's going to go to work on Shabbos to show up Hashem. I'm very upset. I really, at this point in my life, I can retire. I don't need to work on Shabbos. I'm not going to make any money. But because I'm bitter about something in my life, or because I have a problem, lahachis, I'm going to go work on Shabbos. If he was a Shomer Shabbos to begin with, so there was no te'avon, and now he's upset, it would never manifest itself, his tzar, in doing an avera lahachis. But because already he is engaged in le'te'avon, it's part of the slippery slope. Very frightening psychological insight into how all the different types of averas. That was their god, the god of the Ivarim. Okay, let's see what it is in Rashi. Rashi puts
the Chavav. They used to import the Mitzrayim there.
That's what he seems to say. Well, first the Mitzvah says, he says two things. First, he says it was convenient. It was convenient because they were neighbors. They're on the border. Okay, instead of run to go to India, you have to go travel to India. Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. You just go through the fence, right? Go through the crossing. Going out to Gaza, you cross over Gaza, you go into Egypt, you're right there. So it's convenient. But then Mitsudo says it's more than that. It's because that was the place to go. That's where the Zoyna can receive the ultimate pleasure. Let's see Rashi, Gidle Bosar, Baale, Evar, Tashmish. So far everyone's on the same page. It means specifically the Aver. This is a graphic term for Tashmish. Let's see Radak Pasik Batizni El Bnei Mitzrayim Kamoi Im. Bnei El means Im. You could substitute El with Im. Gidle Basar Evar HaTashmish Yikare Basar Ror Bisaro O Hechtim Bisaro. That's the parish of Tazria, where a man has some type of emission. And there is described Ror. There is some emission bisaro. What's the word basar are we referring to in this pasuk? We're referring to the aver, or hechten bisaro. Or there is
that's what you have in Akhrim Mos, after it says kimasei eretz Mitzrayim, asher yishafte molos asu, gives you all the arayas.
By Mitzrayim, because in Mitzrayim they specialize in arayas. Mitzrayim was called the ervas haaretz.
capital of the Kabbalah is Las Vegas. The Chain Omar al Mitzrayim, it says on Mitzrayim, the Radak says, Asher Bisar Chamoirin Bisarom Uderch HaTashmish Tavas Anashim L'Gili Basar. An Isha is Nisave L'Gili Basar. You get some Tirgim Misar, Misar B'Li Basar. V'in HaMashal Rasulaymar, he says Misar B'Li Basar, which means to be fat. Was the Targum saying something different? I don't know. If he's not referring to the Iver, I'm not sure. The Inyan Hamoshal Rotzalomar Shehesaves L'Tava Gedoyla L'Toyavas Mitzrayim. You had a very great desire to do to Gil Arayis Taz Nusech L'Shon Yochid. Next pasuk. Pasuk says Pasuk Hazayin V'nei Notisi Yodi Alayich Vo'Egra Chukeich. I put my hand upon you and I denied your Chukeich. Which means here, I took away your food. Okay, yuchayk means your food. I denied your support. Let's see. Let's read the whole pasuk. Ve'etnech b'nefesh so ne'oisayich b'nos plishtim hanichlamos midarkech zima. I delivered you to your enemies, namely the plishtim, who were ashamed of your disgusting ways. Even the Pelishtim, who also specialized in Arayos, would never stoop to do things that you did. Therefore, they're better than you. Being that they're better than you, therefore, you deserve to be under their control. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk of Zayin in more detail. Pasuk v'natisi yadi l'hakos bach, I punished you. Vo'egra, I denied, diminished. Monati mimech choyk hamozom shekavati loch, I denied you parnasa. Will you have chasarti?
Yeah.
Is that monati?
Yeah.
I have different gears. Okay. Choyk hamozom shekavati loch umasarti oisach beratzayin so naayich. I delivered you to the will of your enemy. Lasoyz bachrit sedem, they can do to you what they want. And who are your enemies? The hasoinim hoyu b'nois plishtim asher heino nichlamos umispayshos midarkech derech zima. They were disgusted when they would see what you did. They covered their eyes. They said, "Don't watch. It's disgusting. How could a human being do something like this?" When a tsunua sees a zoina, it's detestable, it's disgusting, they cover their eyes, they turn their face. The Pelishtim, when they saw the ways the Jews behaved, they were embarrassed, they were ashamed. Isn't that shocking? Is that the Pelishtim, they're better than you. I denied the Jews from the blessing that I bestowed upon them, and I delivered you to your enemies, the Pelishtim. You know why? Because they're better than you. They would not stoop to do something that is so low. Rashi pasuk of Zayin, chukeich is a code word for food. I diminish your food. As we find, when did this happen? This happened in the time of the Shoftim. Time of the Shoftim, the whole Sefer Shoftim is all about the Pelishtim. It's all about the Pelishtim. Also, Rus. Rus took place also during the time of the Pelishtim. There was a famine in the land. This refers specifically to the time of Shimshon. Before Shimshon came along, Klal Yisrael were subjugated by the Pelishtim. Hanich lamos midarkech zima. Tirgim Yonason, the ilu levashon shelochis nidiaya is kinohu. If I would have sent prophets, the ilu levashon shelochin nidiaya hiskanu. The goyim, if I would have sent a prophet to the Pelishtim, they would listen to them. That's the story with Nineveh. When Yonah said to Hashem, Hashem sent Yonah to Nineveh. Why didn't Yonah want to go to Nineveh? So one of the reasons given by Chazal is because Yonah knew that they would listen. Yonah knew that when he would give them Musar, they would do tshuva. And that would be a kitroik on Klal Yisrael, because when you give Musar to Klal Yisrael, not only do they listen, they get even worse. they rebelled even more. So he did not want to be Me'oyer Kidrig and Klal Yisrael by going to a nation that they would listen to the prophet. So here as well, here he's learning over here, Nichlamos means, very fascinating, the Targum is that the Pelishtim would do teshuva if Hashem would send them a prophet to tell them to stop in their bad ways. Hanichlamos means they would be put to shame. Another would say, Pelishtim, why are you worshipping idols? They would say, you're right, we're embarrassed. So, but Klal Yisrael, when the Navi tells Klal Yisrael not to worship idols, they're not embarrassed, they don't care. V'lo ha'yohachim derech zin masich, they would not go in your evil ways. Let's see what it says in the Tzidus Pasach of Zayin. V'idei notisi yodi alayich l'shavtech b'makim asech, I've sent my hand upon you to punish you. V'egra chukech chok tarpech shenosati loch, I denied you your allowance. Your allowance? Soles v'shemen udvash. Garati also, Vulakati also, Mimech, I deny you your food. Benevesh so no sech, I delivered you to your enemies. Birtsoin, Kemo, Al Titneni, Benevesh Sarai. The word nefesh means the will. We had that so many times in other Sarim. I've delivered you over to the desires of your enemies. Whatever they want to do to you, they can. They exacted vengeance against you according to their will. They were our enemies from time immemorial. From the time we came into Eretz Yisrael, a day did not go by in Sefer Shoftim where we don't find their legal war with the Pelishtim. Benois kitargumai kafrone pelishtoe. Kafrane, I think, means the leaders of the Pelishtim. Hanichlamos midarkech zima, afilu hein shein sono sayich. Nichlamos midarkech shiderech zima. They were ashamed of watching you do averos. We understand taking the ailu alehoin shilochis nviyai iskanu. If I would have sent to them prophets, they would humble themselves. Va'at, but you, my Jewish people, lo saft. You did not do tshuva me'acho mei orchich de eitzas chetin. You did not go back from your way of the eitzah, the counsel of sin. You refused to do tshuva. Yeah. At the very end. Okay, so I have over here in that part is in brackets. That's correct. So that means it must have been added from another edition. All right. So let's stop over here. Pasik tes chavches koyach.